The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou. Tune in this Monday night from 6 to 9 for Mizzou Monday. Live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley and Jim Huer. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Four Roses Bourbon, the whiskey distiller of the year, 3 of the last 4 years. Kentucky's finest straight bourbon whiskey and the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
For a second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me, and it's time now, as we do every Friday at this time, to play the Harris Challenge. But we can't do it without you. If you want to get in, here's our phone number, 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phone star KTRS. I do have to warn you ahead of time that if you don't do well enough on the show, you will be punished, but the management of the radio station would not let me go with my idea for the punishment, which was a two-week cruise on the Carnival cruise ship Triumph.
Oh.
They said that is too cruel, that's too punishing, you cannot do that.
That'll be dry dock for a while anyway, so.
How many people do you think already had plans to go on a cruise sometime this winter and have either rethought or canceled those after this thing? Colin was just telling me that it was like 5 days to get the thing back in port because it was so far out in the ocean.
Right.
And this is a great point that he brought up. There were people who were probably fired from their jobs because they were supposed to be home on Sunday.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
You know, you took that week off, you went on the cruise, you told everybody ahead of time, oh, this is going to be, I can't wait to go. I'll tell you all about it. Check my Facebook page when I come back. And now they didn't come back to work on Monday. They weren't there on Tuesday.
Well, it was only a 4-day cruise, so it's not even like maybe it was people that couldn't even take a full week off, so they only did 4 days. Yeah.
And
the first lawsuit has already been filed.
Yeah,
breaking news on CNN.
Yeah. You know that the lawyers had it ready on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
But they had to wait for the people to get off the ship to actually sign the paperwork.
we were talking about that yesterday. There are lawyers just waiting as the boat pulled up to the dock yesterday.
Absolutely.
There's a line of them.
Yeah.
Take my card.
Man, we're so glad to be back on here. We can't wait to get to a shower. Get out of my way, lawyers. Oh, wait a second. You're going to be
on card?
My side? I've heard of ambulance chasers, but cruise ship chasers?
Yes.
Of course, this one wasn't moving that fast.
No,
so
you had days. You had days to get down.
Chris Christie could have chased that cruise ship and had no problem. All right, let's meet our first contestant for the Harris Challenge today. Hello, Dana. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity. It's the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, get to exploit the airwaves for your own personal gain.
No personal gain. Just want to play the game.
All right. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. We'll see what the questions and categories look like on the Harris Challenge today. Category one, of course, we always have the topical category. Have you been paying attention? Category two, miscellaneous multiple choice. And category three, The Simpsons.
Miscellaneous multiple choice.
Okay. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock, Dana. We'll start you with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. If you get 8 points or more, you win a fabulous prize. And if only we had someone here who could tell us what that is.
Right, Paul. There is. And that's me. We have tickets for the Home and Garden Show, which kicks off next weekend, courtesy of Thompson Price Kitchen, Baths, and Home.
Yeah, I was in a meeting with Tom yesterday because I'm having him do some work on my home, and made the deal, and now we're looking forward to the cabinets and the countertop and all that stuff being ordered, and can't wait to get that bathroom fixed up. When you got a crack in the sink, you got to remember, don't use that sink. Here's my tip to those of you who maybe you're thinking, oh, I got to call Thompson Price myself because I need some work done in the bathroom. If you have a cracked sink, turn the water off underneath. Otherwise, somebody in the family is going to forget about the crack in the sink.
Oh, yeah. And you'll hear it. Oh!
Price!
I forgot there's a crack in the sink.
No, you won't hear it because that person won't realize it, but you'll go check later and go, why does it smell mildewy in here?
Yes.
Oh, because underneath the water's been dripping for 2 days.
We're also going to throw in a free car wash from Westport Car Wash. And I do understand that there was a guy with an eye patch standing on the dock waiting for the ship to pull in, handing out business cards.
It's a prize package to the value of well over
$1 million.
All right, Dana, miscellaneous multiple choice is your category. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. How many inches tall was the Alton giant, Robert Wadlow, the tallest man ever? Was it 87 inches, 97 inches, or 107 inches?
97 inches.
How many cows are slaughtered each year to supply the NFL with footballs? 300, 3,000, or 30,000?
30,000.
3,000. How many muscles does the average human have? Average, not a superhuman like Dan. 770 or 700?
700.
700 is right. What country is the world's top exporter of bananas? Is it Ecuador, Chile, or Brazil?
Ecuador.
Correct. What is the top speed at which a raindrop falls? 2 miles an hour, 12 miles an hour, or 22 miles an hour? Go ahead and answer.
12.
12 is not correct. 22 miles an hour. I believe that's, you know, if you go to 23, I think we call that a hailstorm in St. Louis.
Yeah.
Let's see how you did here, Dana. You got the 3, and you got the 4, and that's only 7, unfortunately. So it means I do have to punish you. You may remember, if you were listening a couple of weeks ago, I introduced you to a group called the Nashville Country Singers, who sang a horrible version of Proud Mary with, by the way, the wrong lyrics. Well, after the response I got to that, and I got lots of email about that, people wanted to know, is that a real group? Yes, they were a real group. And here to prove it now, once again, singing The Age of Aquarius with the wrong lyrics, once again, your Nashville Country Singers.
When the moon is in the serpent's house.
The seventh house.
And Jupiter aligns with Mars.
No. They
say the trees will guide the planets. And love.
This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius, age of Aquarius, Aquarius, Aquarius.
Okay, okay, I should have called the group people who've never seen the play Hair, which wow. The song comes from. I'm sorry you had to hear that, Dana.
Okay.
You brought it on yourself, though. Have a good weekend. Thanks for playing.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Let's meet our next contestant. Hello, Joel.
Hello.
Hi. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, I'm a sales manager at a small company, but I'd rather say if it's, as a former veteran, if you see someone in the service, thank them, give them a handshake, and remember our veterans every day.
Absolutely. All right. Here are the categories we have for you, Joel. Have you been paying attention? The Simpsons,
no.
The Simpsons, or Rock of the 90s?
Why don't I go with, have you been paying attention?
You said no to that one, and then yeah. You went back and decided that's what it
yeah.
was.
Well, maybe I have. We'll find out, I guess.
All right, Joel, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What was Olympic athlete Oscar Pistorius, a.k.a. the Blade Runner, accused of this week?
Murdering his girlfriend.
Correct. What giant food company did Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway buy this week?
Heinz Ketchup.
Correct. What brand of bottled water did Marco Rubio awkwardly drink during his State of the Union rebuttal Tuesday night?
I missed that one, but I'll guess Dasani.
Poland Spring. What were residents of Beijing asked to cut down on this week because of air pollution? Was it fireworks for Chinese New Year, driving in downtown, or opening windows in high-rise apartments?
Opening windows.
Fireworks. Which magazine this week featured the first-person story of the Navy SEAL who shot Osama bin Laden?
you repeat that one?
Which magazine this week featured the first-person story of the Navy SEAL who shot Osama bin Laden?
I saw this. Which?
The answer is Esquire.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, Joel. All you got was the one and the two. That's 3 points.
And I guess I wasn't paying attention.
I guess you weren't. You know, your first instinct, you know when they always say when you're asked a question, you should always go with your first instinct? That's
correct.
What you should have done here today, and that's why you had to be punished.
Harmony and understanding, sympathy across the body. Thunderbolts of long duration, told in million dreams of vision. Mystic crystal revelation, and the mind's liberation. Aquarius.
Okay, stop right there. Couldn't they have, I know this was recorded a long time ago before the internet existed, but couldn't they have listened to the original, had somebody just write down the correct lyrics and hand out sheets to the people in the group? No, apparently not. Joel, have a great weekend. Thanks for playing. Let's meet our next contestant. Is this Tom?
Yes.
Tom, welcome to the show. Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Probably one of the only people in the world that's been on the Jerry Springer show twice.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
You have?
Could have been worse. You could have been on Maury and been somebody's dad.
Yeah.
Did you get?
I was just in the audience, so.
Oh, you were in the audience, so.
Ask questions to Jerry and stuff like that.
So you were not involved in a fight and had to be pulled off the stage by Steve Wilco.
Almost.
Well, that's a story. That's a show for another day. But, Tom, let's play the Harris Challenge right now with your choice of these categories. The Simpsons, Rock of the 90s, or... No, really, have you been paying attention? We have a second topical category this week because there's been so much stuff in the news.
I'll do that. Have you been paying attention again?
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which is longer, the number of years Benedict XVI has been Pope or the number of years Lyndon Johnson was U.S. President?
Lyndon Johnson.
Benedict. Which state's Senate passed a bill on Valentine's Day allowing gay marriage?
New Jersey.
Illinois. Which two airlines announced a merger this week?
USA or an American.
Correct. Which country announced that it had conducted an underground nuclear test this week?
North Korea.
Correct. Which magazine this week put Kate Upton on the cover of its annual best-selling issue for the second year in a row?
Sports Illustrated.
It's the swimsuit issue.
Swimsuit issue, yeah.
And with that, Tom, you got the 5, the 4, and the 3. That's 12 points, and you're a winner. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, while we have the topic in the air for just a moment here, I happen to have the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue here in front of me, and it says Kate Upton goes polar bear because they took pictures of her at Antarctica, and they're going with the polar bear pun.
B-A-R-E.
Yeah, B-A-R-E, except for one problem. There are no polar bears in the South Pole.
Oh.
They're only in the North Pole.
Oh.
Hmm.
Now, I saw her on the Letterman show the other night, and she was talking about doing this shoot, and it was 20 degrees there, she said, with a 1-degree wind chill. And in many of her photos, she's wearing nothing. She has like a scarf wrapped around her neck, and she has boots on, and she's wearing nothing else. So I have to ask this question. Considering that for a considerable amount of money, you could convince this woman to go to the South Pole and take her clothes off, and I'm actually asking this, what's the difference between Kate Upton and the other models in here who are willing to take their clothes off for money and a stripper on the East Side? Isn't it the same thing? Just for a different amount of money, there are more zeros in their check?
Right. Mm. This leads to other work, though. Unfortunately,
yeah.
The stripper jobs don't lead to other modeling gigs.
And probably if you're in the swimsuit issue with Sports Illustrated, you're not being paid in ones.
Right.
No.
But then again, in this picture, Kate doesn't have any place for you to put the ones.
She doesn't have a lot of glitter.
I've heard all your heat leaves your body through your feet, though, so she's got boots on.
I usually, when I go to those places, I use a credit card.
Do you?
Yeah.
Hard to get in the G-string?
Mm-hmm. It is.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't you think in some of these pictures of her, and by the way, this wasn't done in a studio with a fake background.
Or was it?
No, she actually was there because the concept was we're going to do pictures on 7 different continents. And she, I guess, drew the short straw and got Antarctica. They had to airbrush out the goosebumps, right?
Yeah.
She's got to be freezing in these pictures. The wind chill factor was 1 degree, and she's naked. That's your swimsuit issue, available now everywhere from Sports Illustrated. Probably available at some places on the east side, too. Mm-hmm. Where were we?
Tom needs to be put on hold.
Tom, congratulations, and have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
I got sidetracked with the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue.
I'm the only man in America that's ever happened to. let's meet our next contestant. Hello, John.
Hey, doing well.
By the way, you know what they should call the swimsuit issue of Sports Illustrated? Yet more women who would never talk to me for any amount of money ever, ever, ever. John, tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Nothing much.
Did I sound bitter in that last part?
No, it didn't come across.
two categories left, John. You have The Simpsons or Rock of the 90s. What'll it be?
Rock of the 90s.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What group rode to the top with Eddie Vedder as their lead singer?
Pearl Jam
is right. Which of Billy Joel's wives did the cover artwork for his River of Dreams album?
Skip.
You want to pass on that one? What group had a 1996 hit with Lauryn Hill singing Roberta Flack's Killing Me Softly?
Not Tool.
I'm sorry?
Not Tool.
The answer is the Fugees. Which female singer burst onto the scene in 1995 with the song You Oughta Know? You want to pass?
I know her name. I'm trying to think of it.
All right, you only got a few seconds left. You want to go to the five-pointer?
Yeah.
Which song on Eric Clapton's Unplugged album did he write for his dead baby boy? That song was called Tears in Heaven. Christy Brinkley was the one who did the artwork for River of Dreams, and it was Alanis Morissette who sang You Oughta Know. So you got only 1 point for the Pearl Jam answer, John, and unfortunately that means I have to punish you as well. Here again, the Nashville Country Singers.
Aquario.
You know, throwing in a Hammond B3 is usually a great way to make a song better.
When the moon is in the serpent's house.
Serpent's house.
And Jupiter aligns with Mars.
Okay, stop right there. It's a good thing we don't have these people explaining the meteor and the asteroid.
At some point, I'd like to hear Uranus in there.
John, have a great weekend. Thanks for playing. Here's our final contestant today, also named John. How are you today, John?
I'm doing great, Paul. How are you?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Not a whole lot to say. I hope my parents, Ron and Jackie, are listening in Florida right now online.
I hope so, too, via KTRS.com or the ever-popular smartphone app. Download it for free today and keep KTRS in your pocket.
That newfangled electronic stuff, right?
Yeah, the kids seem to like it. We have one category left, John, The Simpsons.
Okay.
67.
Oh, wait, really?
Yeah.
The Simpsons is the last category?
Or you can have The Simpsons, your choice.
I'm going to take a deep breath and say The Simpsons.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What's the name of the bar where Homer hangs out?
Pass.
Uh-oh.
I got problems here.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, stop the music right now. Stop the music right now. We have been playing the Harris Challenge for 17 minutes now.
And I have won the Harris Challenge many times in the past. I have, Paul, I'm the one who said, I don't know, about 6 weeks ago, I'm the one who said, thanks for making my Paul Harris KTRS coffee mugs relevant again. I don't know if you remember that.
I do remember that, and I appreciate that. But here's the point, John. We've been playing for 17 minutes, and The Simpsons was the first category I mentioned today.
Well, I was hoping to get in on a different category.
And you hung on the phone for all this time, knowing that the other four categories were taken.
I did.
Still.
You know, Dan with no age left me hanging. I'm John with no age, so let's go for it. Come on, keep going.
Okay. Let's play the Harris Challenge.
Let's do it.
By what name is Herschel Krestovsky better known?
Good Lord.
Oi.
Yeah, he says that.
Mo? He does.
You said Mo?
Mo.
Krusty the Clown.
Oh.
Which late-night TV host used to be a Simpsons writer?
That was... I'm going to go with Jimmy Fallon.
Conan O'Brien.
I was so close.
Who runs the Quickie Mart?
That might be Mo.
Apu.
I was so close.
What is Homer's favorite brand of beer?
Oh, yeah, I got nothing. I'm going to go with cold.
Duff. All right. Now, John, think carefully about this one.
I'm going to do it.
I'm going to just ask you, who owns the bar that Homer likes to hang out in?
I'm going to say, since I said it for the one-pointer and the three-pointer, let's go with the five-pointer for Mo.
Oh, you're so close. The answer is Mo.
Yeah.
That puts you on the one-point scale there, John.
Music is terrible, by
yes,
the way.
That's the definition of punishment music.
And yes, I've earned it.
If we had great songs here, they wouldn't be punishment music, would they? Hit them.
And peace will guide the land.
I think John deserves a whole chorus again.
And love will steer the stars. This is the dawning of the US, age of Aquarius.
That's why you don't see the musical Hair touring anymore, because too many people are going to sing it like that.
That's right. Thanks, Paul. Have a great weekend.
You too, John. Thanks for playing the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right after the 5 o'clock news here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.
All right, here's Tim Weiland, who used to sing that song all the time. Checking traffic, Tim. Tim?
Oh, man. Did he pass out from the...
Well, let's see, Dan. We're looking at an accident on northbound 141 at Marshall Road, and that's got two right lanes blocked, and traffic is backed up to Highway 44. Southbound drivers are slowing down to take a look there, and you're heavy from Big Bend. We also have stop-and-go traffic still on southbound 270 from a little bit south of Page down through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 270 is at McDonald's. You've got westbound 70 stacking up from approaching 270 to the Blanchette Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Mattress Firm. It's Mattress Firm's President's Day sale. Through Monday, Serta Memory Foam Queen mattresses are just $599, including free box spring and two free pillows, only at Mattress Firm. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
We'll be right back with Mike Evans and then Knuckleheads in the News.
Here's what you missed on the Carney Show.
Kevin Smith with us.
I got profiled for being fat. And, you know, I have no problem with being fat, obviously, or, you know, some problem. I try to diet, but generally it's a part of who I am. And suddenly when they used it against me, I got so mad because I was like, look, I know I'm fat, but I'm not too fat to fly on this plane.
The Carney Show, weeknights from 9 till midnight on the Big 550 KTRS.
May I have your attention, please? If you are trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're AF Plus, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now, 1-800-700-5589. AF Plus is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss, a once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight because each capsule contains natural ingredients, including green tea extract. You'll boost your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-700-5589. That number again is 1-800-700-5589.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it's faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. is available to settle your debt, too. You may reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-944-3778. That's 1-800-944-3778. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-944-3778. 1-800-944-3778. 1-800-944-3778.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-977-4432 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-977-4432, 1-800-977-4432, or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Glamour magazine calls BB cream one of the 10 beauty products every woman should own. But here's a little secret. All BB creams are not created equal. If you're a woman between 30 and 60, Hydroxytone's BB cream is one of the most powerful anti-aging BB creams on the market. We don't just hide your wrinkles, we actually fight them. And to prove it, during the next 24 hours, we're letting as many people as possible try it. So call immediately to be one of them. 1-800-616-4026. Hydroxytone anti-aging BB cream is the skin-perfecting, beauty-protecting, all-in-one wonder that looks like makeup but acts like skincare. From a leader in anti-aging, it doesn't just make you look 10 years younger, it also gives you a flawlessly gorgeous complexion. So looking younger has never been more beautiful. Now you can try it if you're one of the first callers right now. Hydroxytone anti-aging BB cream is now available at Ulta stores, but for this special radio offer, call 1-800-616-4026. 1-800-616-4026.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
For more than 80 years, J.B. Smith Funeral Home has been your family-owned funeral home friend and neighbor. Has been privileged to serve families in the St. Louis community. Both the Maplewood and Fenton funeral homes are large enough to accommodate any need, yet small enough to provide the dignity, understanding, and know your name. To find out what makes us different, go to jbsmith.com. That's J-A-Y, the letter B, smith.com for prices and more information. J.B. Smith Funeral Home, celebrate life and cremation services.
The Tigers are here on KTRS. Don't miss a minute of hoops action as your Missouri Tigers basketball team plays right here on the Big 550 KTRS. Brought to you by Heartland Bank and West County Nissan.
It's Aloha Friday. No work till Monday.
And some people have Monday off because it's President's Day.
It's Aloha Friday.
That's the music that means it's time for Mike Evans, who's brought to you every day by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, and Home. See all the stuff they have at thompsonprice.com, or do what I do, go to their showroom on Manchester, right across from the mall, from West County Mall, and go in and see Tom Price and his staff and see their displays and see what they can do to make your kitchen, bath, or other parts of your home so much better. I've got Tom doing some work for me over the course of the next couple of months. He can do it for you, too. And also, when you go to the home show next weekend at America Center, make sure you check out the Thompson Price booth there. And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for Mike Evans.
Give it in.
Hello, Mike.
Get her done. Get her done.
How are you today?
Good. Good. Hope everybody's doing well.
Yeah.
Hi, Tim. Pop quiz question. Spring training opens this weekend. Pop quiz question. What major sport? The NFL, NHL, NBA, Major League Baseball, has 30 of its members that have been arrested for spousal abuse, 3 for assault and battery, 14 drug arrests, 8 shoplifting, and 25 DUIs. Answer in just a minute. We got more sports stuff for you. A bad run for Nike, who's had 4 major investments crash and burn. First it was Tiger Woods and Joe Paterno, then Lance Armstrong, and now this Oscar Pistorius, the Blade Runner Olympian charged with killing his girlfriend. Just last month, Nike spent a ton of money for a worldwide television campaign, a huge ad that showed Pistorius breaking out of the running blocks, and a quote from him, "I'm the bullet in the chamber."
Uh-oh.
Yeah, he is charged with putting 4 bullets in his girlfriend. I tell you what, this is going to get ugly. Not only have they found a previous assault arrest against Pistorius for another woman, but now I'm hearing some other bad stuff is going to be coming out. The police have also said that they had to go to their house for domestic violence last year a few times. And there's already a TV movie in the works.
Of course.
Of course. More sports. I can't believe there's so much sports today. NFL owners are meeting trying to come up with multiple contingencies in case there's a huge storm or blizzard that would cause problems with the Super Bowl next year, which is being played in New York, including a Saturday game, or they're looking into getting hotels blocked for the Sunday before or the Sunday after. It's like, well, my question is, who came up with the stupid idea of having the Super Bowl outside in New York in February?
And exactly. By the way, we have a city with a dome, and we can't get the Super Bowl.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Yeah.
I come, man. I be there in hobby, homie.
Yeah.
Can't get old Ben. Love Nuggets. Mila Kunis.
Yeah.
Is pressing Ashton Kutcher to press Demi Moore to get their divorce done so they can move on with their life. Sounds like Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis are serious. Trouble in Paradise, Olivier Martinez, doesn't particularly like Los Angeles, really loves France. That's where he's from, and he wants to go home. There's talk that he's leaving Halle Berry. And going back to France, meanwhile, Halle, of course, stuck in Los Angeles because of Gabriel Aubrey and the continual fight over the child custody. Odds and ends, Anne Hathaway is telling friends that she dreams she wins the Oscar, so she said she believes it. Well, I dreamed that I was going to spend a weekend with Kate Upton. What do you think?
Well, you can. Just buy the new swimsuit issue.
Come on, homie. I don't mess around with that kind of stuff, homie. You know me. I've dated Playmate centerfolds before.
That's right. Oh, yeah. That's old hat.
Yeah, no problem. I'm going to take him up. Howie Mandel had to take a pay cut to return as a judge on America's Got Talent. By the way, I might use this Monday, but the American Idol last night came in 4th place.
Wow.
4th place.
Who is watching that show?
4th place.
Wow.
Big Bang Theory, number 1. Person of Interest, number 2. Two and a Half Men, number 3. And American Idol, number 4. And it wasn't even close. I mean, and it's so much for Nicki Minaj and Mariah Carey.
Now, let me ask you, is Simon Cowell's show X Factor, did that do well this year?
Mediocre at best.
So his leaving American Idol created 2 shows that can't get ratings instead of him staying where he should have been and keeping 1 show really successful.
That's actually a pretty good point.
Hey, whose idea was it to leave? Was it Steven Tyler's or was it the show's idea?
It was Steven Tyler's.
Okay.
It didn't matter anyway. Those judges didn't add anything to it.
No.
I didn't think they did.
Hey,
but
stick a fork in them, they're done. Ted Mack, you know, got a good run, too, but eventually he had to leave.
Steven Tyler was the only person in the history of anything who made people go, whatever happened to that Cara DiGuardia?
Spring training opened this weekend. Which sport has 30 members that have been arrested for spousal abuse, 3 assault and battery, 14 drug arrests, 8 shoplifting, and 25 DUIs?
Dan?
What were the choices?
The 4
basketball?
Major sports.
Oh, basketball.
NBA, he says. What about you, Ian?
Football.
I'm going to go NFL.
So I'm doing this because Frank isn't here. Actually, this is a trick question. None of the above, but those are all current members of the group Congress that have all of those arrests in their membership.
Excellent.
Congress. I love that. And finally! Oh! They said it every Bogey! Bogey! we're doing Monday. Hey. We're going to play today. Hey. Aloha Fry. Lily Okalani, Lani, Annie, okay, love who and a cock, and I and who, who, ho. Two way, Kamiki, Kaga, who? Why, Minato, Kamiki, Kaga, who, ho.
Anana, Kuli, Makawani, Anna, Ona, Nana, Lula, Hawaii.
Mike Evans brought to you every day by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, and Home. Check them out online at thompsonprice.com. The music that means we span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We have to begin with Maureen O'Connor, the 66-year-old former mayor of San Diego, who has won and lost $1 billion gambling in the last 9 years. She's in court now because she's accused of taking more than $2 million from a charity set up by her late husband, who's the guy who started the Jack in the Box food chain.
Wow.
But apparently, Maureen O'Connor would go to casinos in Las Vegas, Atlantic City, San Diego, other places, and won and lost $1 billion. Now, Ian and I were trying to figure this out because she only played video poker.
Wow.
Are there video poker machines where you can bet like $100 a hand?
I'm sure there are, but man, I don't know. The biggest one I've seen is $5, so that goes up to $25 a hand.
So there must be some high roller machines where you can bet a lot, and it takes, what, 5 seconds to play a hand of video poker?
Yeah.
Somebody did the math. She would have had to gamble $300,000 a day, every day, 7 days a week, for 9 years.
Wow.
In order to get $1 billion in play. Story number two, I know Mike didn't touch on this, and I hate these people, but I got to mention this. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West got off a connecting flight at LAX and were taken by an overzealous airport staffer around security to their next flight. They were on their way back from Brazil. They actually had to change planes at JFK in New York on their way to LAX, and somebody who worked for one of the airlines took them around a security checkpoint and through a secure door. That's a big no-no in the world of the TSA. They then had to get patted down. Not the first time a Kardashian's been patted down against her will, but I hope that whoever the knucklehead was who took her through security got his ass canned.
Yeah.
Now we go to Sugarland, Texas, recently named one of the 20th safest places in America, second safest in the state of Texas. But that didn't stop two 17-year-old boys from trying to break into a house. Unfortunately, a neighbor saw them climbing over a fence to get into the yard. More unfortunately, the house has an alarm system, and that alerted the local authorities. And even more unfortunately, the house belongs to the town's police chief, Doug Brinkley, who was five blocks away at the time. When he and other cops got to the house, they saw the back door had been forced open, several boards missing from the fence. Nothing inside was missing, and there was nobody else in the house. But the cops did find the boys a few blocks away in a car a few minutes later. The chief says, I wouldn't want to see them end up in prison for the rest of their lives, but that's where they're heading with behavior like this. Safe as my city is, I am now looking into camera surveillance and a safe for my home. In Stamford, Connecticut, Ruiz Clemente Perez asked his cousin Emilio Mendoza to turn down the loud music late at night because Ruiz had to go to work in the morning. Not only did Emilio not turn it down, he went over to Ruiz and started punching him in the head. Uh-oh. The two fought for a while until Emilio bit off part of Clemente Perez's left ear and swallowed it.
Oh.
This is worse than Mike Tyson because he swallowed it. At least Mike spit out Evander's ear. The cops showed up, broke him up. Ruiz had an ear missing, a broken nose, and I never heard of this before, a fractured eye socket. Ew!
Oh.
Emilio's in jail on $100,000 bail. And we finished today in Las Vegas, where the unofficial spokesman for the infamous Las Vegas restaurant, the Heart Attack Grill, has died of a heart attack. The restaurant's slogan is taste worth dying for. It's known for its medical theme and its high-calorie menu, like the record-breaking 10,000-calorie, 3-pound quadruple bypass burger. If you go to this place, you'll see waitresses dressed as sexy nurses and offering you a diet program with great-tasting, high-calorie meals like the flatliner fries, the full sugar Coke, the butterfat shake, and the no-filter cigarettes. A guy named John Alleman went to this place a lot and was prescribed these foods so often that he was featured on official clothing at the Heart Attack Grill, where he was depicted as Patient John, even though he was never on the payroll. But despite his unofficial status, he would stand outside the restaurant hawking burgers when he wasn't working as a security guard at an abandoned high-rise construction site. Unfortunately, he died of a heart attack this week. Not the first customer of the Heart Attack Grill to die of a heart attack. In 2011, a guy in the restaurant had a heart attack, prompting customers to laugh and take pictures of what they thought was a publicity stunt. And then last April, a woman in her 40s collapsed while having a double bypass burger and smoking cigarettes and having a margarita. The owner of the Heart Attack Grill says Alleman's death isn't going to stop us from what we're doing. People have got to live their lives. But not for as long as they would if they didn't eat at the Heart Attack Grill.
Yeah.
And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today, which brings us to a close on the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon. I'm Paul Harris. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening to the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, we are going to check traffic here with Tim Weiland. Have a good weekend, Tim.
Hey, thanks a lot. You too, Dan. Well, things look a lot better on the highways. We do have that accident that has been cleared now on northbound 141 at Marshall Road, so things are thinning out there. We do have an stalled vehicle that's blocking the left lane. It's on westbound Highway 30 at New Sugar Creek. You've got a bit of a backup there. Also, some debris in the roadway on northbound 170 between Page and St. Charles Rock Road. Southbound 170 is just heavy now from Ladue down through Highway 64. On westbound 64, that seems to be the worst of things right now. You are really jamming up from Clarkson out to the Boone Bridge. Westbound 70, that's looking a little bit better. You're slow from Earth City Expressway to the Blanchette Bridge. And eastbound 270, that's slowing now at Lindbergh and again at 170. This traffic report brought to you by Applebee's. Imagine that, a gift card people actually want and will use right away. Head into Applebee's and get a $10 bonus card free when you buy $50 in Applebee's gift cards. But hurry, it's only available now through February 17. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Nemchek on the right side, comes middle of the floor, knocked away by Bell, taken by Bell. Into the front court, to the rim, lays it up and in.
Tomorrow, Coach Frank Haith and the Missouri Tigers journey to Fayetteville, Arkansas to take on the University of Arkansas Razorbacks. Coverage begins at 2 with Jason Lamar in the pregame show. And the tip-off is at 3 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Bang!
We are Mizzou.
I need a data backup solution for my business to replace my current tape backup device.
Do you want to spend a lot of money?
No.
Do you want to store and pay for replicated data?
No.
How about a solution that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Backup. End-to-end protection for physical and virtual servers, including data deduplication, to significantly reduce storage requirements, and replicated cloud storage for assured recovery, and live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Backup free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
Back in 1922, Warren G. Harding was president. The St. Louis Browns played baseball, and 5:50 a.m. went on the air. And the reaction was...
Sounds lovely, but we cannot see the person speaking.
And now, 91 years later, you can see the person speaking on KTRS-TV.
Between 6 and 10 a.m. weekday mornings, go to KTRS.com, click play on the homepage, and watch McGraw in the Morning on High Def TV. Yes, with four HD cameras, you'll get all sides of traffic, weather, guest callers, news, and sports live as it happens. It's TV on the radio at KTRS.com, powered by Talison Technologies.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
When you have auto glass damage, it makes a big difference who you choose to fix it. Only Safe Light, America's largest, gives you the reliability of always being there. With our 24/7 live call center, online scheduling, even a mobile app. And Safe Light emails a photo of the technician before we arrive, so you know who to expect.
Just ask your insurance company for Safe Light or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Is it leaking? Hi, St. Louis. This is the roofer for Lane House Construction. Are you leaking energy from your windows, or maybe your siding needs replaced? Please remember, Lane House Construction is your local source for roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. Call today for your free estimate, 866-546-ROOF.
Spend your tax refund on state minimum coverage from Safe Auto to keep you legal and protect you in case of an accident. Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. Drive safe. Spend less.
Nice warm bed. You just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks is asking me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, Dan.
All right, Dan. All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
KTRS St. Louis.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.